My guest is Barbara Anderson. She's out of Cook County, Illinois, a practicing attorney out there, and had her home for sale and just inadvertently discovered the Zestimate on Zillow was inaccurate and tried simply call customer service to get it corrected, then simply filed a personal lawsuit, hopefully to meet with a Zillow attorney to say, can you please correct it? And for some reason, that couldn't happen. And then it turned into a class action lawsuit back in August of 2017. She was shot down, dismissed without prejudice. And then she came back. And then in May of 2018, there was a big ruling. So bring us up to date.
So then afterwards, after that first ruling where we were able to replead the complaint and really added a lot of issues, including consumers from outside of Illinois, to basically share their own stories, we came back in and asked for relief of the court under the Illinois Consumer Fraud Statute, as well as the Deceptive Trade Practice Statute, to talk about how we felt their that this was a deceptive tool, a deceptive mechanism for Zillow to feed work to brokers and to secure improper advertising monies, and we challenged it under those counts. So then last week, I think it was like last Friday or something, the trial court came out with another ruling and dismissed it again. Mm. So, yeah.
And then let me ask you, were you completely shocked, or did you realize there was a good chance that they were going to dismiss it? I mean, what were you thinking?
Well, she had said in her first ruling that she was basically allowing Zillow to make the argument that the disclaimer language on the website, which you only find if you click a little button, and of course, you know, most people disregard that. She basically said that was sufficient to protect them from, you know, people relying on the number as something that is accurate. She had made it clear in the first ruling that she was going to go against us. So really it was a good thing for us to amend the complaint so that we could prepare to take it to the appellate court. So we were not surprised in any regard by the ruling. We were disappointed. We certainly thought that she should have reconsidered herself, but we weren't surprised because she had already given a sense of the fact that she didn't agree with us.
And so you already had the plan to go to the appellate court.
Yes, I did.
But with with that potentially happening. And so what does that mean now going forward in terms of timeline and your method?
So I filed, I think it was late last week, I filed the notice of appeal and filed the first document, which is just we go through the paperwork. And so now that's up on the system and has hit the federal docket. And then after that, we will get a rule, an order to tell us when the briefs are due. I would anticipate my first brief will be due around the end of June.
Okay. Oh, okay. So not too far off.
No. I have a lot. I'm doing hand exercises as I get ready to type this monstrosity. Keep me in your thoughts.
Now, what
right in the way?
What help are you getting outside of Illinois from other states?
Well, nothing. And you know what? One thing, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, one thing that I've been very disappointed in is the fact that, and you've really only been the first person and the last person to really engage in a serious dialogue. And you and I have discussed that the government, because of her ruling under the appraisal statute, that the government hasn't stepped up and done anything. And that was back in August 17, 2017. And I can tell you that people across the country have been reaching out to me, with the same problem. And it's just a huge volume of people who are being affected and being ignored. And I really think, just to, get on my soapbox here for a second, I really think it is incredibly disappointing that no government agency has come up to help the consumers. Here we all pay tax dollars. We have every right to have our properties left alone. And the ruling is clear that the courts would consider what we are arguing by, like, an attorney general of a given state or a professional licensing challenge. And we can't get anybody to get off their duffs and do it. So for me, this is, even if I lose the appeal, which I hope I don't, at least we're getting out to the media and saying, you know what? Where's the government-funded entities, and why aren't they doing their job?
And, you know, Zillow has got some really deep pockets, and, you know, you have a formidable opponent. I don't want to sound like a National Association realtor lackey, but
yeah.
I know that every realtor wants accuracy. They don't want, I gave you the example of my own client. Because of the higher Zestimate on Zillow, despite the fact that Zillow's claiming they have a disclaimer, I mean, to press a button. She didn't see that button. She saw what she wanted to see. I mean, you can't see an advertising for a skillet pan where it doesn't say in big bold writing, steak not included. I mean, the steak not included is in bigger print than it is on Zillow, and how important is that? And so I would encourage you to maybe reconsider engaging with NAR, because really, in the end, we all want the same thing. We want accuracy.
Well, you know, they could always write an amicus. You guys could get them to write an amicus brief. They can certainly, you know, look into that as we go up higher. Maybe that's what something you guys should be advocating. One thing that was interesting, though, is relative to the NAR, is I really just thought that they would, you know, not do anything. But they really have been aggressive. And a person by the name of Greg Haig has been very critical of them. He's on my Facebook page, and he actually created a company called Buyer's Hunt. Sorry, Greg, if I said it wrong. But anyway, he's trying to create a website to compete with Zillow, and there will be no Zestimate on their site.
And his name is Greg what?
Haig, H-A-G-U-E.
And he's not a realtor?
He's an attorney. I think he's a not practicing lawyer / broker. Very, very good business in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
So
close
he agrees
by.
With us too, and he's trying to basically say, "Hey, brokers, let's all get together, create our own website, and bypass Zillow."
Well, hell, we already have Realtor.com. We're taking the listings. We have the data. They should have seen all this coming, and the fact that Zillow grew up means that this National Association of Realtors didn't know that, you know, the internet and apps and all this was was coming. You know, we have the information. And you suggested that one option for the National Association of Realtors, we keep saying NAR, could file an amicus brief. Is that what they call a friend of the court?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that way, that would probably be simpler for me, because then I don't have to deal with broker concerns. Oh, and there was one more thing I wanted to do, and I know you're running out of time, but there was one more thing that I wanted to say, which is about the permission issue. You know, I looked at my own broker contract, and when I thought about, you know, permission, and I didn't see anywhere that the homeowner ever gave permission. The broker may give some permission to Zillow to take the data, but I have not seen anything in at least the contract that I had. They said the homeowner gave permission for their data to be shared.
Well, then the Illinois Association of Realtors needs to do what the California Association of Realtors does. And I could send you our listing report, and I could show you that we have forms that address certain things and allow sellers who list their home to opt out of certain online things. But
and that's interesting, because that's the relief we're seeking here. We're seeking an opt out for people, consumers and sellers in the Chicago area, the Cook County area.
Well, I'll email you the listing form and these two supplemental forms that I always have clients check certain boxes. And I'll be curious to see if we really have a box where someone can check to opt out of Zillow completely. I'm not sure. I know that there's certain things that we could opt out of people putting valuations. So if someone wants to come on and say, "Oh, you're asking $200,000, but that house is only worth $150,000," we can opt out of that. But I'll let you know. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, my guest Barbara Anderson, out of Cook County, Illinois, taking on the big boy Zillow, trying to straighten it out. And what's really amazing is all they had to do at the very beginning was say, "Okay, we're gonna take your input, and we're gonna change your Zestimate." That's all they had to do, and this thing would have been over. It's remarkable.
Yep.
Thank you, Barbara.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're so welcome. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.